Blackstone Publishing presents Helldivers 3, Deliverance, by Nicholas Sansbury Smith. This book is read by R.C. Bray. To my good friends and partners at Blackstone Publishing, thank you for helping me bring the Helldivers series to life. I'm honored to work with each and every one of you. A very great vision is needed, and the man who has it must follow it as the eagle seeks the deepest blue of the sky. Crazy Horse. 1. 6 years ago. Lightning forked through the center of a massive storm brewing above the Badlands. The bowl of cracked dirt seemed to continue forever in all directions. The constant stream of light illuminated a roadway that twisted through the barren terrain. Hundreds of years ago, fields of crops would have framed this road, but now there were only two living creatures here, leaving tracks in the dust. A man and his dog trekked over the broken asphalt. The man wore a black radiation suit with an olive scarf wrapped around the area where the crest of his chest armor met the bottom of his helmet. Long ago, the metal of his armor had shone, but years of exposure had faded everything to a dull gray. He walked with a slight limp in his gait, a product of injuries and bad joints. The man motioned for the dog to join him by his side as they plodded down the decaying road. While the 60-pound Siberian husky kept his crystal blue eyes on the path, the man kept his eyes on the swirling storm clouds. They were both searching, the dog for hostiles, the man for something he could hardly remember. Squinting, he studied the shape of a swollen cloud that reminded him of an oversized beetle. He halted on the road and lowered his rifle, tilting his head as memories flooded through his tormented mind.
"What you're looking for doesn't exist anymore," he said in a scratchy whisper. "They're all gone now."
The dog glanced up at him questioningly and then trotted ahead. The man remained standing in the gusting wind, scarf blowing like a pair of wings behind his helmet as he tried to recall his past. No matter how hard he tried, he simply couldn't remember certain things. Important things. Things such as who he had been in his old life before he was left behind. But he could remember his name. It was scribbled on the first page of a dog-eared book he kept in a plastic sleeve inside the breast pocket of his vest.
"You are Xavier Rodriguez,"
he swallowed, forcing saliva down his dry throat.
"You are X,"
he said, louder this time.
"You are the last man."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?